Turns out Chinese business people are traveling more and more. By 2015, they'll be the top business travel spenders in the world. That's according to a new study by the Global Business Travel Association. And there are a lot of reasons for it. New airports, more spending, and the growing popularity of air travel in Asia. As Needy Dutt reports from Jakarta, Indonesia, the trend extends well beyond business execs.
While budget carriers are struggling to make money in the United States and Europe, airports across Southeast Asia have never been busier. From the Philippines to Thailand to Indonesia, many millions of passengers are checking in and taking off. And many of those passengers, like 28-year-old Noor Rami in Jakarta, are flying for the very first time.
At first I was excited, and then when I got to the airport I was really nervous. And when I got at the plane, I was terrifying.
Noor is part of Asia's growing middle class, a group that with rising wages can now afford modern luxuries like air travel. And besides the simple fact of more money, more infrastructure spending by governments means more roads and cars. That's allowed small towns across Southeast Asia to grow better connected to urban airports. Eri Reksa Projo is with a Jakarta-based firm that is invested in an Indonesian budget carrier.
We're seeing an upgrade from low income to middle income. People have grown their businesses. They demand more travel to see their children, to see their parents, and so forth.
Fierce price competition means good deals too. Even international flights in the region can cost as little as $20. By the end of this year, there will be 50 budget carriers operating in Asia, from Malaysia's Air Asia to Indonesia's Lion Air to Cebu Pacific in the Philippines. Concor Fiatus is the vice president of Citylink, another Indonesian airline.
We need to be probably adding 70 to 80 aircraft a year. We're basically catering to a natural underlying growth that we predict in the market going forward.
Asia's airports are getting bigger and noisier. Budget airlines have grown from almost nothing 10 years ago to 25% of the Asia-Pacific aviation market today. In Jakarta, Indonesia, I'm Nidhi Dutt for Marketplace.